Ergo Big Ben. Fernando is originally from Argentina and is a teacher and instructor at the Berklee College of Music in Boston. This is from his brand new 11th album entitled Relentless. And that will have to do it for today's Dark Classes on CFRC. Remember, we are in funding season, so if you haven't given yet, please consider doing so. And if you have already, my thanks and that of my colleagues at the station to you. I'll be back next week with more music here on Dark Glasses. My name's Daniel Wolf. It is definitely very wintry out there. We have had some snow. So please keep warm and stay safe.
It cuts my security as she's in control of me. I don't do anything. Don't just blame the guy in shades, oh no.
The guy in shades, the guy in shades, oh no.
Don't masquerade with the guy in shades, oh no.
We can't believe it.
You got it made with the guy in shades, oh no.
So we got to talk about pop music for a minute.
We do.
Because it was everywhere. It was very woman dominated. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Tommy Richman. I did like Million Dollar Baby, but whatever. The pop girlies, there's been room for all of them. And I've said this before because previous, like in the Katy Perry era, there would not be room. Like they would have to make a battle between her and Taylor Swift or whoever was at the top. There had to be a fight. Whereas there is room for all of them and they're all gracious with each other. And what makes me sad is award season might ruin that as we put them against each other. But overall, like when we think of all of our pop people, where are you at? Like, and it's not, again, it's not like Charlie versus Chapel and so on, but come on, like what a year.
Chapel Roan, Good Luck Babe was my top song.
Same.
So was Cindy's, same. So was Sophia's. And it was like, you listened on the release day. I was like, whoa, okay. It makes me feel good about myself because it was like obviously a huge song. But like, she's just such a breath of fresh air. Like, I don't know. I was, before this, I probably would never like shout from the rooftops how much I like pop. But now I'm like, actually, like her music is awesome. And everyone, pretty much everyone agrees.
It's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool. With her arms out like an angel through the car sunroof. I don't wanna call it off, but you don't wanna.
And also, like, Sabrina Carpenter had a few fun ones in there. And then also, obviously, like, the Eras tour was massive. That just wrapped up. But, yeah, it's been a year for pop. And then the whole Charlie XCX, like, Lorde conversation. I heard Lorde's back in the studio. Hopefully new music next year. Please.
Yeah. It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl. It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl. How do you feel being a girl? How do you feel being a girl? And I don't know, I'm just a girl. Yeah, I don't know if you like me. Sometimes I think you might hate me. Sometimes I think I might hate you. Maybe you just wanna be me. You always say let's go out, so we go eat at a restaurant. Sometimes it feels a bit awkward, cause we don't have much in common. People say we're alike, they say we've got the same hair. We talk about making music, but I don't know if it's honest. Can't tell if you wanna see me falling over and failing, and you can't tell what you're feeling. I think I know how you feel. It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl. So confusing sometimes to be a girl.
Billy, of course, yeah.
It just went on and on, and I want to do, I do want to shine a light though, because we are the Indie Wake Up Call. All of these people are going to be on the list. All of these people are going to be on the red carpets. But I thought it was fun to see someone like A.G. Cook put out a song that is almost like back to the source, because that's a producer who has really given us a lot of this sound. So I want to put a little shout out to Britpop. I think that was a really fun song and very 2024.
Brit like Britpop. Brit like Britpop. Brit,
mean, Hayden, we saw the dare.
Yeah.
I mean, and I would call him Pop. Like, I feel, yeah. I feel he, maybe we'll never see him again, but he, again, because of the indie wake up call, like, that's where I want to put it a little bit and say, like, hey, if you've heard all these wonderful songs, did you get to know this guy? Because he hit us. Like, it was fun.
It was.
Awake of a noon, put on both of my shoes, crawl right back into bed and sleep until the evening. Get on the bus, downtown a bust, skip on the fair, baby. Do you ever get the feeling that we both know we're alone, but you can't go home? When they kick us out in half an hour, there's a place I know. We could stay up late or all night. LA to New York, New York to LA. I want more than fame, hope you feel the same. All night. My house to your house, your couch to my couch. Promised it is night, you could spend the night. All night. If you're feeling scared, know they're only tears. You will be alright, we can feel alive. All night.
In the world of pop, like, slightly stepping to the side, but I got a lot of listens out of that Clairo album this year.
Yeah.
She's so just consistently good.
Your breath, I remember when I
shout out to Sophia, who's not here, but when you guys were, your shows after me, Between Friends and Indie Wake Up Call, I mean, you're on both shows, but she came in and played a Magdalena Bay song, which I had forgotten about them, and they had great music that I loved in the past, but what a great album. And Image for me is going to be up there in my top 20. I always categorize, maybe like top 20, 30, but Image was a wonderful song, and what a great record. So yeah, thank you, Sophia, for introducing that to me.
Thanks, Sophia. That's great.
Talked about Kingston shows, but we also talked about traveling to other cities to see shows anywhere elsewhere. Madison, did you have any shows just generally that you saw this year that really were cool, even if they were in Kingston?
Yeah, honestly, I was pretty local this year. I think winter, I was like a bit, well, spring, I was a bit of a homebody. Actually, in the summer, I went to Winnipeg Folk Fest, the folk festival, and that was actually so awesome. Saw a lot of really cool artists I had never heard of before. Yeah, but there was this one, oh my gosh, yeah, I saw Leith Ross. That was the standout. It was like raining and it was just terrible weather, my first time out in the prairies, and everyone was like, why are you going to Winnipeg? I was like, no, it's cool, guys. And that was really fun, but apart from that, I kept it very Kingston based, so I'm looking forward to hearing about your guys' shows, because I know you've been out of town.
Turn a lane to water down that I call being.
Cindy, we had a little odyssey out to Montreal earlier this year that just got to jump to my mind when I talk about shows. Palomosa Festival took place. I think you've got to tell this tale.
Like, it didn't seem real, but I kept seeing it on my phone, and the graphics were so exciting. It was the Palomosa Music Festival coming to Montreal. Festival City, always things going on in that town. But then I saw the lineup, and we'll get to this, because we were very excited about the Friday and Saturday night, and it didn't seem real, because lo and behold, I see on the list of the many other artists we were excited about, J. Paul. And I know that you love J. Paul, and he's never performed here or very much anywhere. He's been just a unicorn, really, if you love his music. There he was on the bill. And I remember showing it to you. And Callie was the headliner, plus, like, so many other artists that, like, Bad, Bad, Not Good, and Eve Two More. Like, it was crazy. And that was just the Saturday. But also, very busy time in Kingston. Hard to get away. But I was set on it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, Hayden, I'm going to apply for media accreditation. And you're like, I would like to go. And off in the car we went on a very rainy day. And it was amazing.
I've got a new obsession of mine. It's something that I found while shopping online. It's something unassuming sitting in my sock drawer. It's something that can make a bad out of a whore. When I walk in the room, everybody agrees. Something's added to the air, but you can't really see. Something so, so sexy, but you can't really tell. All the boys and the girls ask me, what is that smell? That's my perfume. It's $5.99. I spray it in my mouth, and the taste is divine. It's erotic. It's from Paris to White Thorn on the front. Sex comes from Bet Amaru. When I go for a kiss, everybody agrees. Something's added to the mood, but you can't really see. Something so seductive, but you can't really tell. All the boys and the girls ask me, what is that smell? That's my from my cold dead grip. In fact, spray it in my grave so the worms can get a whiff. I wanna smell real good while I'm burning in hell, cause the fire makes you sweat. Other people can tell. When I put it on myself, everybody agrees. A certain gen ain't straight. Why stop coming for me? It's a little bit different, but I don't know why. They say it's only for girls, but they're too scared to try.
Sugar, I can live in your dreams. Will you be mine?
Amazing.
Just back to back, like, we had The Dare, we had Eve's Tumor, Bad Bad Not Good, J Paul, like, just hours of, you know, standing in the rain
at the front,
at the very front, right on the rail, and seeing some crazy, crazy shows. J Paul announcing that this is going to be his final performance for a while, and it literally was just like,
what?
It was like, oh my god, thank god we persevered and went to this.
It was worth it. And yeah, like, I'm not going to forget that day because it was unlike a lot of, I've done the weather before, but that, I didn't leave the rail all day. Like, I stayed there, but it was just getting better and better. And the crowd around us were all like, they were music fans. This mm-hmm. was not for influencers.
Not for the faint of heart, really. I mean,
oh, it was so good. So yeah, that was a big one. I would agree that was going to be up there. I felt very privileged to see Chapel Rowan give us her entire album up close. Like, I was right at the front. And honestly, to be able to see someone at that stage.
This was at Oceaga, right?
This was at Oceaga. There were people passing out everywhere. There were kids that were just in the heat and they'd been lining up, like, the whole thing. But very privileged to be able to see this right from the front and just watch it happen.
This is what I wanted. This is what I like. I've been a good, good girl.
And again, like, she, people are like, she should be headlining the 2-hour slot. I'm like, her album's 45 minutes. It's a 45-minute slot. Let's just do that. And she was of the moment in 2024, and we got to see it. And I will not forget that one. There are a few others, but I want to hear from you now.
I have to mention an artist that I technically saw twice this year, because he popped out in the Bad, Bad, Not Good show at Palamosa Festival. But Jonah Yano had an album this year, Jonah Yano and the Heavy Loop, that like has just for the past like month or so has captivated me. And just very recently, in December, I went to Ottawa to go catch him there in a very small space in the Saw Club. And it was so, so good. His performance like could have filled a room 10 times as big as that. And he was gracious enough to come and talk to everybody after the show. And I asked him about Palamosa Festival. He said, well, that rainy thing, like you were there.
That rainy thing.
And I was like, yes, Jonah, I was. And I had to come back and see your full show. And it was really a lot of fun.
Demonstrate. And you.
loved his energy at Palomosa because he could have been one of us in the crowd. He's just, he didn't have any like superstar energy. He just waved so earnestly at us. Yeah, I'm glad he remembered. See, he's not going to forget the Palomosa experience as well. Will there be another Palomosa? I don't know. I don't think they made any money, but whatever. We did it.
But if they do, hey, invite us back because it was an amazing
back.
Time.
Oh, yeah. Barbara, thank you. We will be emailing her back. But yeah, I gave her a full review of that. We loved it so much. Polaris Prize. I got to go to the Polaris Prize. And, you know, people perform at the Polaris Prize, and that doesn't necessarily mean the best performer is the one that's going to win. No, bro. Blew my mind.
Oh, yeah.
So good. Such a fantastic performance, and they understood the assignment. Like, we were all nerds. Everybody in that room is a nerd. Music nerd, musician, writers, whatever. And they killed it. And Chance told me they'd kill it. They killed it. Loved that. It was only like 15 minutes. I want so much more. So I'm looking forward to seeing them. Another one that you know that I raved about so much was going to see the Hives. Finally seeing the Hives. They are theatrical, loud, crazy, and they consistently are. Like, I don't see a review of their show that is anything but blown away. And Rue was right at the front. I was in a very comfortable seat having cocktails. It was perfect. And History was the first time I ever went to History. Love the venue. And I'm not a big Toronto music scene fan, and they were only playing in Toronto, so off we went, and absolutely blew my mind. And I had high expectations.
Oh,
Very good show.
I made my way out to Toronto to Lee's Palace to see Mike out there, and he brought with him a phenomenal, phenomenal lineup of openers. He had 454, Niante, and El Cousteau, who are, like I was just mentioning, this kind of like little wave of new and newish rappers that are like bringing just each of them like a completely unique and cool sound.
There's so many conversations. There's so many conversations. There's so many conversations.
I don't need a decide, so nah, we don't fight fair. Cautious in the blink of an eye, be a nightmare. Promises, no peace that resides inside this tight air. Called it when I spoke of demise, I wrote the right air. I pray you keep in your stride,